Here's your morning brief for Monday, October 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. China is continuing its economic recovery after being upended by the coronavirus pandemic. The country's GDP grew by 4.9% in the latest quarter. China's rebound comes as much of the world continues to struggle with the economic fallout from the crisis. Nancy Pelosi over the weekend set a deadline for the White House to show it's serious about a new coronavirus stimulus package in order to get a bill passed before Election Day. The House Speaker and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are expected to resume talks today. The holiday crunch has started early this year for package delivery services. FedEx and UPS have told some of their largest customers that they are hitting capacity limits, prompting retailers to hunt for alternatives. The industry's capacity shortfall could average as much as 7 million packages a day between Thanksgiving and Christmas, according to software provider ShipMatrix. And IBM and Halliburton report quarterly earnings today. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.